Sorry, Brady. I didn't want to rain on your movie parade.
No, no. Far bigger danger is making my wife angry at you. But I think all of the things you said about the moral side of meat will win you back enough brownie points for you to be able to look her in the face. If she says, "Oh, can I listen to what you guys said about it?" I'll just play that part.
Okay, right. Yeah. You just play the part that makes me look good and ignore the ignore the rest of it.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, like I felt very sensitive to, if this is working for you, I don't want to knock you off.
No, no. Oh, this God.
Path, great. Right.
The time in my life where what you thought about things impacted any of my decisions, I think, ended a number of years ago now.
Wow. Wow. That hurts deep, Brady. That hurts
deep. I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to get Gray to watch this and we'll talk about it on Hello Internet. And I said, he won't like it, by the way. So I did say, I probably won't play you the episode because be prepared, he won't like this film. There were lots of reasons I thought he wouldn't like it. But
were you correct in your assessment of why I wouldn't like it?
Yes, I was pretty much. Yeah, I was.
Okay. All right.
But it was still interesting. Yeah. It was still interesting to hear.
And it was well made and I am genuinely interested to see like stuff that I wouldn't watch otherwise.
It was a very well-made film. That was what that's one of the things I liked most about it. I thought it was quite slick and
But I really did. As soon as they started talking about the gladiators, I was like, oh no. I can see what the rest of this is going to be. Like you can just feel it coming.
I'll tell you one criticism I have had of it that was addressed at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole time I was thinking, this is all well and good giving up meat and doing this, but I kept thinking, what do these people actually eat? Like, I know there are a couple of times they showed us like the footballers who had the chef making them these amazing meals, but I was thinking, okay, you don't eat meat. I want to know what you do eat, because they keep talking about how, yeah, my plant-based diet is still amazing and I still have great taste and great times, because that's my biggest reason I don't become a vegetarian is because I love meat meals so much. What do you eat? Mm. And actually, the film ended, and then there's that kind of montage during the final credits where everyone talks about what their favorite meal is, what their favorite plant-based meal is. And I actually said out loud, finally, this is what I've been wanting to see the whole film. What are these people eating every day? What does dinner look like? What does lunch look like when you're on these diets? So I'm glad they put that at the end. I was glad to see that.
Yeah. I think a lot of the diets have that same kind of problem. Like even when I was first getting into trying keto stuff, there was the same thing of like, boy, there's a lot of lists about what you don't eat, right? But like my problem is much less about what I don't eat. And it's like, tell me what are the five things I'm going to eat all the time, right? That's what I want to know. I don't want to know all the things that I can't eat. It did also make me kind of smile and snicker each time because I couldn't help but notice that almost every time someone mentioned about cooking or like switching to the diet, they almost always had a little qualification where they say like, oh, the food is really delicious with the right spices, right? Or they'd say like, when prepared the right way, it's just as good as everything. I was like, yeah, that's really the key. Yeah. That's the key part there, isn't it, buddy?
Yeah.
That's why I said like, it's this hard level diet. It's not that it's unhealthy, but I think it's hard to prepare it, whereas like meat and the food is like easy and sort of cheats.
I'm glad I didn't watch it with you. It sounds like you would have been a right smug bastard the whole way through it with all your chuckles and
I just couldn't. This is probably one it's glad that we didn't watch in person. And I was like, I can't believe this. But anyway.
All right, well, that's a short goodbye internet. I do have to go off into the sunset and get this stuff done. So
Brady has a hard out that we're running right up against.
I've got
today,
a long, long day of mathematics ahead of me. I'm about to film a mathematical giraffe.
Ooh.
Stay tuned for that one.
Okay. That sounds exciting. I didn't realize you were going to the zoo.